thought she would have lasted longer. Pitiful. Seems like I'm preying on the weaker ones. That's all there seems to be tonight. Oh, well. So much. Who's there? Hello? Come out. Have a bite. Come out. Oh, hello. Hi. I didn't think you would be around at this time. How are you? Oh, it's great. Pardon? Nothing. I was just rummaging. Found a drunk homeless person. Yeah, they didn't look so good, so I was just, you know, trying to look for some food to give them. Mm-hmm. The laughing? Oh, I just thought he was pulling a funny face while he slept. You're asking an awful lot of questions, don't you think? Huh? Don't start backing off now. We're talking, aren't we? Why? Did you see something you wasn't supposed to see? Good. Very good. Well, come a bit closer. You're not afraid, right? Behind my back? Nothing. I just enjoy holding my hand behind my back. Is that so bad? So? Come closer. Let's talk like normal humans. Face to face. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. I won't hurt you. Everything is fine here. Aren't me? Oh. I suppose you're right. I do have a bit on me. Maybe it might have been from the homeless guy. He could have been bleeding somewhere. Who knows? Well, are you going to let that deter you? I was doing a very nice thing. I was helping someone out. Are you going to judge me for that? Do you think I'm weird already? No. Good. Then come here. You don't seem like you're not afraid. Do I scare you? Is it because you think I've done something bad? Well, come here. I'll tell you if I did something bad or not. Come on. Let's talk. What is there to be afraid of? I won't bite. Good. Very good. I'm so proud of you. Now we can talk, right? What are you doing around here? It's rude to come on someone's hunting grounds, you know. That's trespassing. Do you know what trespassing is punishable by? Death. But I won't kill you. I don't do stuff like that. Now, what were you lured here by? Rumors, screaming, giggles. What enticed you to come this way? Interesting. So you must have a death wish, right? Seeing how you came here. Don't move. Your hair is nice. So, that's it, right? You have a death wish, don't you? No one in their right mind would come this way. Not with the noise I make, and all the rumors that are going around. Or is it you wanted to be the hero? You wanted to capture the villain in their act? What is a Scooby-Doo? Heroes get themselves killed, you know. You're no different. You want to know what's behind my back? Take a quick guess. Guess what weapon I use? Close. I use a very sharp pair of scissors. You know, knives are too generic. You always see them used, and I just wanted to be a bit different. You can do the same things, but more with scissors. Would you like to give them a try? Careful, your fingerprints might get on there. Then you'll be a culprit too. Give me your hand. I said, give me your hand. Good boy. Now hold the scissors. Hold it. Hold the fucking scissors. Gently. Good. Now let go. Perfect. Now your fingerprints are on a murder weapon. Now, how do we do things from here on? You want to leave, don't you? You want to run away to mommy and daddy and oh boo hoo hoo. I just had a traumatizing experience I was fearing for my life. I need something in return. In return for me wiping away your fingerprints from this weapon, I want a favor or a trade offer. What do you have in mind? Too lame. Fuck needs money. Next. Nope. You know what? What console do you play on? I'll take that. I'm kidding. I couldn't give myself a fuck. I want something better. Five. Four. Nope. Three. Two. One. One and a half. One and three quarters. Zero. You failed to amuse me. So, what a shame this will be. You know, I may have an idea. Tell me, have you ever had your first before? Interesting. Neither have I. Then I know exactly what to do next. Why do you think I'm taking it off? We're going to have sex. You should start taking off your clothes too. You wouldn't want me to cut them off you now, would you? Goodbye. So, you watch a lot of porn? Okay. So you have some idea, even though they're very unrealistic. You have some idea of what we're going to be doing, right? Perfect. I'm gonna set this down over here. Now don't try to go for it. You know, if you kill me, you'll be here for multiple murders, not just one. Now, how do I do this? Where do you want me to start? You know, I usually see that they start with blowjobs, but I'm the one in control here, so... Get down on your knees. I said, get down on your knees. Good. Now I'm just gonna place my hand on your head. You know how to do it, right? Let's hope you start learning. Come on now. Feel like that. It feels a lot better when someone else does it for you. To the side of it. My clit. Oh, fuck. Yes, right there. Just do that. Slip a finger into the entrance of my pussy. Yes! Oh, fuck. Fuck. Enjoying yourself down there. I can't be the only one having fun, right? Start to please yourself, then. Fuck. Don't fuck harder. Yes. Not bad. Lay down. It's your turn now. Okay. Let me just get down here. Okay. Seems like you got pretty excited. Good. It's about time I give you a bit of attention. I've seen this a few times. I'm just gonna put my hand on the back of your head and lift it a bit. Okay. And you can play with my breath meanwhile, and I'll be able to strike you. Least I swear that's how it went. Does that feel good? You still afraid of me? I mean, you have me at my most vulnerable position. So, do I still scare you? You enjoying this? You're like a baby, sucking up my breasts like that. Do you want me to stroke your head meanwhile? I've seen them do that a bit. It feels really nice. You're leaking a lot. Could I confess something to you now that we're like this? You see, I've been watching you for a while, which is why I was so willing to do this with you. I had the thought of killing you, but also the thought of making you mine. I don't know. Something about you. It's really arousing, though. I kept my distance. I tried not to intrude on your privacy, follow you home, and watch you through your windows. 'Cause then I knew that I wouldn't be able to stop myself from doing something bad. But every day, I felt like I wanted you more and more. But the realization that someone wouldn't date a murderer. You're cock-slobbing a lot. Gee, to think you'd be this big. You'd only dreamed about it. Well, we wouldn't want you to come now, would we? Without, you know. Hold on. To admit, your size is pretty intimidating for me. Look, I'm not good at this, so I don't know any good techniques for you. So hopefully, the basics is enough to satisfy you. Okay. Gonna put it in now. Wait. Oh, fuck. Okay, sorry. Wow, that was big. Holy shit. Oh, that was bigger than I expected. No, I'm fine. Sorry. Okay, this time. Okay. Okay, I can do this. Inch go inside me. Wow. Okay. So it wasn't an overreaction that I was seeing in those things. Okay. You're gonna have to help me move a bit here. Please. God, my stomach feels so full. Inside me. Does that mean I'm doing a good job? Can I do anything better for you? I know how much longer I can last. I feel a lot weaker compared to how I first put it in. Actually, having unprotected sex. Which means you could knock me up. Maybe your pre-cum's already knocked me up. If not careful, you could really knock me up. But you're underneath me, so I suppose I'm the one who can control that. And I feel a bit too weak to get off you, so you might as well just come inside me. Come on. Come on, come inside me. I'm surprised we don't have an audience. Goodness. Ugh. Wow, that feels really warm. Where are my scissors? No. Here's what's gonna happen next. Your fingerprints are still on this weapon. I'm not gonna get rid of them just yet. But if you leave, you could talk, spread the word, reveal who I am, tell the police. But now, if you do that, your prints are in this weapon too. And trust me, I'm not stupid. I can set things up to make it seem like he was here on everything too. So, you're gonna come back home with me. And you're gonna. You're going to help me out with chores around the house. Until I feel like I can trust you enough to let you go. So, you might as well start packing your things. Would you like me to take you home? Perfect. All right. Get your stuff ready. Don't want to go out looking like that. Let me hide this meanwhile. Don't trust me. If you force my hand, I will kill you. Hello, my darling. Thank you so much for watching this video. I'm having a blast with these Halloween themed videos. And I just thank you guys for being on this journey with me. And thank you all who have stuck around since like last Halloween, which is when I started to really get into doing this. It's almost like unbelievable that it's already been a year, but I can't wait to do many more with you guys. Thank you all so much for watching the video again. And thank you so much to the Patreons who have decided to stick with me and support me. Until next time, my darlings, please take care of yourselves and make sure you drink plenty of water. Bye!